Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is due to take up President Trump's push for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks for most Americans after the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Monday to meet the president's demand to increase the $600 stipend. The outcome in the Senate is highly uncertain heading into Tuesday's session. The stimulus relief checks are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. President-elect Biden on Monday said that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was, in his words, a responsibility. Biden said his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective on Monday. A court in Shanghai, China on Monday sentenced a former lawyer and citizen journalist, Zhang Zan, to 4 years in prison for her reporting on the coronavirus. Zhang was one of several citizen journalists who covered the initial outbreak in China's Wuhan city. Their coverage painted a far more serious picture of conditions than the government's official narrative of the spreading infection. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning residents must stay inside their homes from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Following an emergency meeting with his cabinet, Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place will be fined and face possible jail time. So far, South Africa has recorded more than 1 million coronavirus cases and 26,735 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. A huge U.S. study of another possible COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as states continue to roll out supplies of the first shots cleared for emergency use. Novavax is recruiting 30,000 volunteers to test its shot. Doses of one vaccine made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are rationed, and more options are critical to providing enough shots for the country and world. Johnson & Johnson hopes to know next month if its one-dose option works, and Britain is considering green-lighting an AstraZeneca shot. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service has given Alexei Navalny 1 day to report to its office or face imprisonment. The prison service demanded that Navalny report to its office in line by Tuesday in terms of a suspended 3.5-year sentence he received for conviction in 2014. Navalny, a leading Kremlin critic, is recovering in Germany after he was poisoned by a nerve agent in August. Russian authorities have denied the Kremlin was involved in his poisoning. Navalny fell into a coma while aboard a domestic flight from Siberia to Moscow. Well, the French government said soldiers, three of them, were killed in Mali in a roadside bombing on Monday. The government said the soldiers' armored vehicle struck an explosive device during their mission fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. France Defense Minister said they are working as part of a 5,000 troop mission in an area where terrorist groups are attacking civilians and threatening the regional stability. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.